In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Well, today is a joyous day for a number of reasons. We're having baptism, and on the feast of the baptism of our Lord. So it's a day to be joyful and to give thanks to God for His grace, because that's really what all this is about, God's grace, which is God's help. He helps us throughout our lives, and we're thanking God for that. And when Jesus, in humility, received the Holy Spirit in baptism, this was the occasion for God to say, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." And this always happens because people always say, "What's the difference between John's baptism and Christian baptism?" John's baptism was a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins as a way for the preparing for the coming of the Messiah, the Christ. Christian baptism with water is the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's the difference. So the next question always arises. Well, if Christ was sinless, why did he receive the baptism from John? Well, he didn't need to, but he wanted to show two things: his humility in fulfilling all righteousness, and he wanted to also show the importance of receiving the Holy Spirit in an act of humility. He wanted to express his solidarity with the people and showing them that this was the way to receive God's grace. And this was the wonderful thing that happened. Whenever we forget ourselves, that's what humility is, for just forgetting self, good things happen. And we're able to receive the Holy Spirit. And that's what we're celebrating today. Grace, help, the Spirit-filled life. Because when we receive baptism, we receive the Holy Spirit in a definitive way. It's just the beginning of our walk with Christ. And we pray that those little ones who are baptized will grow up into what they already are, Spirit-filled Christians. Grace is what it's all about. That's what enables us to live and to move and to have our being. So God gives us the totally unmerited and undeserved gift of grace, and this enables us to return that grace to Him and to those around us. But until we receive it, we have very little to share or to give. So we receive His grace, and this enables us to live. It doesn't insulate us from the 1,001 natural shocks that flesh is heir to. But it enables us not to succumb to all of them and fall into depression or despair, just as it enabled our Lord to deal with all of these challenges throughout His life. And the lesson we learn is, in today's gospel, God was blessing Jesus, and He was equipping him to deal with challenges, but He wasn't promising him that he wouldn't have to suffer and he wouldn't have to experience all the absurdities and ambiguities of the human existence. But the grace of God enabled him, just as it enables us, to handle whatever life throws at us. And that's what we're celebrating today. We're learning to grow into the love and stature of Christ. That's the wonderful thing about this morning. It's also the feast of the first Sunday after the Epiphany in this new season that we are embarking upon. No more Christmas for a while. Although a few poinsettias did survive the degreening of the church, but Mary and Joseph and Jesus and the camels and the wise men and the sheep, they're all been packed away for another year. And we're embarking upon a new season of growing in the knowledge and love of the Lord. That's what our entire system is predicated upon, spiritual growth. And the Christian year is one of the invaluable tools that God has given us to grow in our knowledge and love of the Lord. Because the Christian faith is too vast and too rich to be easily comprehended in one day or one year or one lifetime. So we have this tool that the church offers us if we observe the Christian year, because it gives us a way to prepare, to celebrate, and to reflect. Advent is the season of preparation, Christmas is the celebration, and Epiphany is the time we are given to reflect on all the rich implications of the incarnation, where God was made flesh of the Blessed Virgin Mary and dwelt among us. That's what we're celebrating today in all its richness. And we're also going to pledge to celebrate the new little Christians as they grow up into what they are. And it's humiliating to all of us because in a few minutes they'll be just as Christian as we are, who think we know it all, but we don't know it all. Why? Because all of us are basically children of God. Just some of us are a little older than others. So we pray for the little ones, we pray for ourselves, we pray that we can grow up into the knowledge and love of God all the days of our life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.